Okay, our next presentation is evaluating warm season genotypes under putting green maintenance in variable natural light conditions. The presenter is Dustin Harris.
Thank you. So this was a project that was conducted or initiated back in 2014 under the advisement of Dr. Justin Moss, funded by USGA, initiated by Rashana Fidel, who's now at University of Nebraska, and then continued by me. And so here you can see that we have a row of Platanus occidentalis sycamores here providing natural shade, and the block that is closest to that is actually the block that we're looking at there. So here's just showing some of our data we ended up with. First year data is pretty unique to the study because of fertilizer rates used and management practices for the quick establishment of it, which is not going to be conducive to the diamond zoysia that was included. So after that, once inputs were reduced, diamond quickly took over as the top performer. On the left, you'll see some photos of the shade development throughout a general given day, stopping at 1 p.m. After that, it gets pretty high light intensity. So turf quality and color was very well carried out by the zoysia entry in that one. Also, mini verde, tiff, eagle, champion all performed relatively well once the inputs were reduced, cultivation was reduced. And so here's a photo of that plot in December. I'm sure everyone remember, well, you're not all from Oklahoma, so you don't all remember. But so last year, following the ASA meetings, we had a night that was 17 degrees. And this is almost a month later. You still have diamond zoysia and the champion Bermuda hanging in there relatively well on color. However, I do think there's still a lot of research that needs done on any of these putting green types because it does seem like they all have a specific need as far as the management practices, especially with the zoysias, but I do think it's something that has a very high potential for putting green use. I wish these plots were a little bit bigger and we could have done some ball roll studies, things like that on it, but hopefully that's something we can maybe look at in the future. I know that there are some new zoysia lines that are being promoted for golf course use. The L1F and I believe it's M85 are two that I've heard quite a bit about. The diamond, it does seem like it's quite a bit stiffer, and so I've heard a lot of complaints that ball roll can be considerably slower on that. And with that, I will go ahead and end it.